United States President George W. Bush said today that he is defending the U.S. government's extraordinary series of interventions in the financial crisis, calling them measures of last resort that will ultimately work to restore the economy to stability. He cautioned that the government moves were aimed at preventing the problems from getting worse, not as an immediate solution to the battered economy. Earlier this week, the U.S. government took an equity interest in several major banks, in effect, part nationalized them. The head of the Rome Office of the Act and Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Kishore Jayabalan, says that the move is not ideal, but something must be done to keep the crisis from getting worse.
It's not the best course of action. I'm sure the banks would prefer to find some other way of getting capital so that they can continue to loan money. But the real problem is what happens if people start taking their money out of banks? And the governments are trying to, all over the world, are trying to make sure that the deposits in banks are insured to make sure people don't get nervous and make a run and take all their money out of banks, which, of course, would create an even larger crisis because banks would then have even less money to loan. In the United States, the federal government is trying to recapitalize, to give banks money to make sure that they keep lending so people can buy homes and start businesses, as well as make payroll for small businesses, things like that, where very much are affected by this crisis. The strange thing is what the government had initially proposed was simply to take on the bad debt, to basically find those bad mortgages, the subprime mortgages, the mortgages that were at risk of defaulting, and buy them themselves and try to figure out the market value for them, which is a much more difficult thing for the government to do, and it's much easier for banks to be able to do that if they have the capital provided by the government.